This morning, let's look at Jesus providing leadership to Peter as a journeyman as he walked on water. For this example, let's read Matthew 14:26-30. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come out to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Peter is a great illustration of someone capable of performing the task at hand as he steps on the water and begins to walk. It took a tremendous amount of faith for Peter to step out of the boat and onto the water. Peter's problem, though, came when he took his eyes off of Jesus and began to worry about the storm. When Peter's confidence moved from high to low, his demonstrated competence sunk into the water with him. So what did Jesus do? He responded with an appropriate leadership style. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. "You of little faith, why did you doubt me?" he said. Then he helped Peter onto the boat. Jesus saved Peter and then reassured him. We learn from Jesus' response that he acted immediately. He did not let Peter sink into the water and think about his mistake. Jesus offered the support Peter needed. Jesus also reached out his hand and caught him and used the personal touch to save a drowning apostle. Are you doing that with your good people who sometimes lose their confidence? Are you there to support and encourage them? Do that. It really will help them. It's a wonderful way to be a servant leader. Have a wonderful day. God bless.